If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
So this guy was driving his bike, and as he was going in the bike, 260 kilometers an hour, this bend, he falls, the bike slips, he's hurt, he's in pieces, he's hurt anyway, he's crawling to the road. Beautiful chick stops. He says, "Do you want me? I can take you to my house. I'll clean you up. I'll fix you up. Don't worry, don't worry." He said, "No, I can't. I feel embarrassed. I don't feel like it. I don't." Anyway, take him to the car. Must I clean you? Yes. Do you want to? She looks at him. She says, "Oh, you're looking good, eh? You got beautiful eyes." He said, "Yeah, all right." And she's hot. She's really nice. And she's talking to him, and she opens like the second button of his shirt. And the guy, and I know it's a family show, so the first button of his shirt, not the second one. Second one is going to be after 9 o'clock. The first one is all right. That's allowed. So she's beautiful and whatever. And she tells him, "Do you want a beer?" "No, and I feel uncomfortable to have a beer with the beautiful woman," and whatever. Anyway, she convinces him to have a beer. Anyway, then eventually, she fixes him up. She washes him. 3-4 hours later, she washes him. And after she's washing him, she's offering to sleep the night. She says, "No, I feel so bad. I feel, why are you feeling so bad?" She says, "You know, my wife is still there by the accident, by the ditch."
Catch Pawn Stars Unplugged Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. It's Wednesday. If you didn't pay attention up to now, I have to tell you it's Wednesday and the time is 6:09. The day today is the 5th of September in the year 2018. The Jewish day today is the 25th of the month of Elul, 5778. And you know what? It's going to be the last show of this year. So here you go. The last show of the year, the Jewish year, obviously. And so first of all, my name is Roy Peretz, and I want to introduce my
animals.
No. First of all, the zookeeper. First of all, the zookeeper before we introduce the animals. So what do we have here? We've got a fifth porn star and the zookeeper, Sasha Star.
Yay. Good evening.
What did you say, Sasha?
I said good evening.
Oh, good evening. That's very calm evening. So, from the deeps of Hyde Park has come to us the gentle giant, also known as our coin, antique, and memorabilia expert. Please welcome Eitan Nadler.
Good evening. Good to be here.
Yeah. How are your lungs?
They are still there, pumping.
Is it? Can I ask Benson and Edges?
Well, no. Now it's called Kent.
Kent. Can I ask Kent? So how's Kent, what Kent is saying?
Kent is actually complaining because
I'm
smoking.
Are they
going
to close
less.
The factory if you stop smoking? It's enough. There's a recession according to our Rais. And there's a recession. And now if you stop smoking, that's it.
Around there. Then they're closing it. Or they will call it again, Benson and Edges.
You should be smoking Kent, not Kent.
Kent?
Kent. Kent smoke.
Kent is coming from America, and in America they sorted out. They're not going to have a recession, so don't
worry. Yeah, don't worry about them. So you can stop smoking now. Well, especially after pneumonia, you can stop smoking. What do you say, guys? You can contact us on that 061-895-1019 or 34519 and let Eitan understand how bad is smoking. Please, guys, please.
And so, it will cost you, huh?
$150, $345, $199, because you're $150.
A buck fifty,
because you're $150. All right.
For a good cause,
yeah. So if anybody managed to make Eitan stop smoking, that'll be first one. So anyway, thank you so much for joining us.
On its own.
Yes. Who do we have more? We've got from 96 Anton Drive, running the most beautiful establishment called Top Cash. He's also our Swiss watch and diamond expert. Please welcome Liel Rimon.
Yay. And I will show you how to say good evening. You ready?
Yes.
Good evening.
It's like good night. It's like good morning, Vietnam. Do you remember that one? Eh?
The problem now at the moment, South Africa is in worse shape than Vietnam was then.
I think it's quite a few years in the worst shape. And you know what? Vietnamese are actually nice people and they work and they don't like to work. So
please, could you get it right just once?
What?
Just once, that's all I ask. It's not the most beautiful
establishment. It's not the most, it's almost the most beautiful establishment.
No, not even almost.
After Kitchen, it's the most.
of the cash in.
Yeah.
We Roy, first.
I think it's about time for a change that she will actually go over there and see the place. She never was there.
I don't think you've seen it.
Of course I've seen Top Cash.
All right.
Not in pictures.
All right.
I've actually been there.
He's a decorated journalist, our blogger, and South Africa's best movie critic. Say hello to Peter Feldman.
Hello. yeah, right. Good evening, Roy. It's nice to be back. And
Thank you. She is the lady that gives me a hard time. No, she's not my wife. She hails from the deeps of Cashin. She's also a jewelry person. If anyone needs a ring for any occasion, call our offices and talk to her. 011-325-7777. Her name is Irene Bauer.
Hello, darlings. And guys and dudes.
Last but not least, the rumor says she gives the best service in the whole industry. Please welcome Nicole.
Hello, everybody. I'm clapping for myself.
All right. Then, we've got with us Moshe Starograd. How are you doing, Moshe?
Yes.
You're doing very well. Good, good. And please give us a round of applause to our technician, Tabo. Please don't forget to like us on Facebook as Porn Stars on 101.9. You can also follow our short videos on Instagram as Roy Peretz. You can go on YouTube as well as Roy Peretz as well. We got some of our videos. We don't put all of them there because I think I'm lazy. If you're listening from all over the world, you know that you can log on www.chaifm, which is chaifm.com, and you go up to podcast under Wednesday. You'll find the Porn Stars and you will laugh away. You know, today you're going to listen. What's going to happen today is you're going to listen to Peter talking about new movies, and we'll give you some tickets. I think it's going to be two pairs of tickets.
That's right, Roy.
We're going to have two pairs of tickets to New Metro Cinemas.
And we got four movies opening this week.
We've got four movies opening this week. We're going to just now hear all about it. One good.
There's one brilliant movie, yes.
So, put your ears down, make sure you're listening, because we're going to just now listen to those movies. What do we have more? We've got tomorrow at 9 o'clock, don't forget, we've got Royal Friends, so please don't forget to tune tomorrow at 9 o'clock, 101.9, your favorite station.
Do you have a guest?
I don't have a guest tomorrow, but you know what? We got so much to talk about.
I will be your guest, Roy.
Are you going to be my guest of
I'm
honor?
I'm going to be your guest.
Oh, all right. Yeah, nice. And Moshe will be in. Moshe will be a guest or a guest?
Two friends.
He's going to be, yeah?
Guest.
You'll have two friends.
All right, guys.
Yael and Moshe.
Wait.
Let me tell you something. I want to actually put you in a subject that many people... Oh, you know what? Before that, I want to put a song that just put a... just for the atmosphere, I'll call it just for the atmosphere. I'm going to put this song. I'll tell you why. Just now I'm going to tell you why. I'll have to tell you, but I'm going to put this song just for the atmosphere. And you're going to tell me if you like it or not. If you don't like it, you can complain. But if not, don't complain. So what do we have now? I'm going to put this nice song. I'm going to stop that one. Shut up. Oh, better. So we're going to have that one. Yeah. Listen to this song. Do you remember that one? That song, I must say, that Liel wanted me to put this song. So that one's... She keeps everybody likes that one, eh?
Good choice.
It is a good choice, eh? But I'm not going to let you listen to it. I'll tell you why I'm not going to let you listen to it.
It's a special day today, Roy.
It is a special day.
Yes.
So today, you know who was born today?
No.
So who was born today... His name is Farouk Bulsara.
Yeah.
You know who he is?
Yeah, I know.
Farouk Bulsara, also known a.k.a. Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. And this is him. So he was born today in 1946. He would have made him now 62. What is it? 72.
72.
72. 72. You're the old man.
When did he change his name?
And I think after I met you.
Yeah.
don't say. Yeah. I can be funny. Yeah. Peter, so you got a lot of stories with Freddie Mercury, am I right?
Yeah, I got a few stories.
One day he's going to tell us the stories.
I'll reveal all one day, so I want the listeners to wait.
Because he's got a contract apparently signed. contract is null and void, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think it's null and void in South Africa?
Write
I signed
a
contract in
the UK.
The 80s in the UK.
Doesn't
that I can't tell you about Queen, because I toured with Queen for 2 weeks through Europe. And I must say, amazing things happened. I was at his birthday party.
How amazing.
Wow. It was amazing.
Is
let
that,
me tell you.
Is, from that day, you were sitting funny?
I'm not sitting.
Yeah, I rather stand.
Sit, right? Rather stand.
Yeah. Hey, Roy, that's a low blow.
Ah, it is. I'm sorry. I had to use. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to listen to this song, and then we're going to...
You got something to say about Killer Queens. I'm going to say it later.
I'm going to say it afterwards, yeah, after the Killer Queens. Hi, my name is Roy Peretz, and I own a pawn shop in Hyde Park called Cash In. I guarantee the best prices paid for gold jewelry. Bring your jewelry for free valuation. Come and enjoy a cup of coffee with me at my Cash In offices at 341 Jan Smuts Avenue in Hyde Park, right next to the Colony. Our telephone numbers are 011-325-7777. That's 011-325-7777. Don't forget, we pay more. And remember to see us after you've seen all the rest. And we're back. Thank you for staying with us and listening to this beautiful song of Queen, Killer Queen, believe it or not. I just want to talk a little bit about, you know, my wife today went to play cards, so she's not listening at home, I'm sure, because if she listens, I can't, if anybody else can accept me at home, it'll be nice. Whatever we have to say is a little bit against women, not a lot, a little bit against women. So 061-895-1019, that's our WhatsApp, and it works. And what more I want to tell you? 34519 will cost you $1.50. Come, send us some SMS how Eitan can stop smoking. Yeah, and if you got any objections to what I have to say about women, you must say that. So I was married, well, I'm already married for 33 years and a half almost. I was running out of ideas on the day, you know, I got married, on an anniversary. I was running out of ideas for gifts to buy my wife. So I talked to her best friend, and she told me to get her something she wouldn't get for herself. So I got her a job. So she wasn't happy. Yeah.
Wasn't happy.
She wasn't happy. So anyway, I don't understand, but... in this age of mine, I'm 56 years old, and in my age, everyone is already married, or if they want, anyway, even if they're not married, they've got already grandkids, and, you know, I understand that in my time, people got married because there was the information. Like, you got married when, like, 22 and a half, like in mine.
There was nothing to do. There was no TV then.
There was no TV too. Yeah, you're right. There was no TV. And so instead of TV, we used to make kids. Yeah. So, why today in the internet and mobile, what you call information age, why today people are still getting married? I mean, what is the idea behind it?
Can I answer you?
Please do.
Because they love each other and they want to spend the rest of their lives
Let me laugh at you a little bit.
You can laugh all you want. It's the truth.
Why did you get
married? Because you loved your wife.
Yeah, all right.
For this, you need to... Yeah, but you know, love can be very short. For this, you need to put the wah-wah.
Actually, I will.
Wait. People love each other.
Yeah, all right. So after we finish that, let me tell you what's happening. Really, I mean, before you get married, don't you look at statistics? Like, today's statistics is 3 out of 4 marriages will go down the toilet. This is a definite. This is not something that I invented. This is something marriage invented. I mean, and you know, Liel, as Liel says, divorce, you can't
50% of the people that sitting here in the studio are being divorced or still divorced.
75.
No, 75. I'm just talking about the people that sitting here in the studio.
And we are very good marriage people.
And I'm married
for 33 years.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
So the proof is in the pudding.
Pudding. You're right, pudding. You have to have pudding.
You can call it whatever you want.
Anyway, let me get to the point. The point is like this. I mean, people are getting married. In this information age, everybody's got information. You go to the internet. Before, your girlfriend said to you, hey, listen, dude, I want to get married. Let's say she says that to you. And you go to the internet and you punch marriage. And immediately you get all those banners. Don't get married. And you get people's opinion. And say, God, don't get married. Because 3 out of 4 people are actually 3 out of 4 marriages will go down the toilet.
So you what say, if like, your marriage is the
so
one
So you
that
say
lost?
Something like this. If you go skydiving, I'm just putting a metaphor of skydiving. Let's say if you go skydiving and you got 4 parachutes in the airplane, one of them only works, the other 3 that don't work, would you jump? I mean, would you really jump? I think no. I won't jump.
Why are you
jump.
Comparing marriage to death?
I will not jump. Then I don't like the odds. The odds are like you splitting 75%. I've got of splitting down the ground. I really don't like
the
it.
The odds are against you for sure.
The odds are against me big time. So I don't think I'm going to jump. And I think a young man cannot. I mean, I look at myself as a not very lucky person, but I said to my wife, how are you like? I love it. You say, but the truth is, if you hold every man to the side and say, do you like being married? Even Peter says, I do, because he's scared of Carla. I mean, otherwise he would never say, I mean, I know for a fact that he's scared to the deeps of his soul. What do you say, Peter?
Nothing.
Okay. That's laugh of fear.
He can't talk unless Carla will give him the permission.
Oh, okay, yeah. She's not allowing him to say no. That kind of thing. Yeah.
You know, Roy,
yeah?
When you ask somebody if he's married, so he tell you 25 years, shows you only a marriage and a jail sentence gets a number.
Yes. You know, I can tell you how many days, hours I'm married.
And if you killed her, you will be out by now.
Yeah, but look, I don't like killing. I'm a very lovable person. I don't like killing.
You're a pacifist.
But I think, you know, you think about it.
Another thing.
Wait, let me tell you.
Another thing is that you know that 100... A percent of divorces caused by marriage.
Yeah, 100% of divorce caused by 100%. You can't get divorced without marriage. Marriage is...
By the way, you know when a man is in love.
When?
Well, he's not thinking about his car for 2 days.
Yeah. So, after we talked about the odds, I say, you know, most women as well, you know, you got those chauvinist women. And I'm only talking about women. Girls are very... I like girls. Girls are nice. They're fun. They're nice. They're happy.
You've got
women.
Chauvinist women. Where do you
go? No. What? No, they talk about us as chauvinists. So I say, when a woman say, you know, most of women get less pay... Seriously now. Most women get less pay for the same job men does. Am I right?
Yes, you're
it
right.
It does, am I right? So, no, let me just understand. And then all the feminists are yelling, you a chauvinist, you get more pay than me, whatever. So, what do you say on the unlikely event when we are together, let's call it on the Titanic. All right, let's call it that. And it's busy sinking. And everybody says, take all the women and kids away to the ships. And we get to stay.
But you
so
just,
I don't think we get to stay.
Yeah, but you just said that men and women are not equal. So why are you expecting?
No,
for
that's
them?
Exactly why. Because now they say, do you want to stay with us? Maybe if we're gonna get the equal pay. So I think so. Anyway. So what do you say?
What you rather be, Roy?
I'd rather be Billy the
woman.
Kid. What do you mean? What I'd rather be?
A man or woman?
A woman. I always say I want to be a woman. Yeah. Even Freddie Mercury wanted to be a woman. He was more successful than me.
Ask Peter.
Peter?
No comment.
Peter's not comment.
No comment.
Peter sits like this sideways. I'm going to take a photo, put it on it. Apparently, according to...
Sure, Peter just came to say to talk about the movies.
I've been censored tonight, so I'm just going to talk about the movies.
According to Freddie, Peter was very pretty when he was young.
I had long curly hair.
Pretty, like I said.
Well,
that is not under discussion.
Most of women will say that the movie Titanic was so romantic. Do you think so? It was a romantic movie?
It was very romantic. I never watched it, but I
really. How can you say it was romantic?
Hours.
For me, it was like a horror film, proper horror film. You know, most of the men died in this movie, you know that.
And the woman said, come back!
Come back, yeah. Yeah, I was the one, you know, if I was there, I was first of all being upset because my wife dressed me in a tuxedo. If I was there on the Titanic, now swimming inside the cold water of the sea with a tuxedo that she made me wear. I wouldn't wear it because it was a dinner. I have to wear a tuxedo. So I wear a tuxedo. Now I'm in a deep sea with a tuxedo holding a valija or maybe a suitcase, and she's in the ship, in the boat. I mean, guys, really. Anyway. 061-895-1019. That's us. So, yeah, we'll go back to a little commercial and then we're going to be back. We do, guys. With the movies. So give us just this and we're back.
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
Me and my girlfriend, last night, we watched three movies back to back, eh?
And?
Yeah. Luckily, I was the one facing the TV.
At one stage, I was addicted to soap.
To soap?
Now you...
But now I'm clean.
Now you clean. I am telling you guys that I'm not addicted to brake fluid. I can stop whenever I want.
The Turkish and Italian, they were talking, you know, they said, the Turkish says, you know what, once used to be, the Turkish Empire was a huge thing. You know, we used to rule the world. Actually, we invented sex. So the Italian says, what are you talking about? We used to be huge, huge. The Roman Empire was huge, you know, we used to, and we invented sex, but with women. Yes?
Wait, a sheep, a drum, and a snake.
All right.
Fall down a hill.
Okay.
Bottom.
Catch Pawn Stars Unplugged, Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
The movie reviews with Peter Feldman. And we're back. Thank you, Peter, for staying with us. The time is now 18:33, 6:33. And this is the movies.
Yeah,
before you start. Yeah. So, Peter's going to give two pairs of tickets to you guys. I would like you to really listen to what he has to say, because it's going to be a question at the end. And if you know the answer, you'll get a movie ticket. So, go for it, Peter.
There are four movies opening this week. And I think the biggest one, in my opinion, is Spike Lee's new movie called Black Klansman. It's one of the most brilliant films I've seen in many years, because it deals with a real, really strange story. It's about an African-American who joins the Ku Klux Klan. And we have got a bit of music there, but not appropriate. But what happens is that Spike Lee is one of the cinema's most controversial and influential American filmmakers, and his latest offering is a brilliantly executed experience. But be warned, to sensitive viewers, it contains moments of extreme racism. I mean, words come out there that you're not going to believe. Lee manages to convey his unique storytelling power through a tonal rollercoaster of emotions. These range from comic to heroic and from tragic to ridiculous. And there's a guy called Adam Driver. He plays a Jewish cop. And he's a friend of the main guy, Ron Smallworth. And what happens is that Ron sees an advert from the Ku Klux Klan advertising they need recruits. It's during the 70s. So he decides he's going to phone them, but he's got a perfectly good voice, and he speaks over the phone, and he speaks to one of the guys, and they say, yes, yes, very interested, and he's got a name, and they take his name down, and they said, yeah, we want to meet you, but obviously they can't meet him, he's black. So what happens is he sends this Jewish guy, his partner, to be him, and he meets the Klan, and it's what happens, and as the story unfolds, it becomes a mishmash of ideas coming together as the one guy's keep asking him, are you Jewish? You look Jewish. Are you Jewish? And just before it comes to the crux, something else happens. It's a movie that you can watch and watch and watch because it's got so many different messages. It's about the police force and how they operated at the time. It's about the black activists who were Stokely Carmichael and all these people who were agitating to get, you know, through the segregation in the South. And it also about the Ku Klux Klan. And Telford plays, he's a guy who plays David Duke. Now, David Duke was the Grand Wizard. And Ron, the black character, manages to get through to speak to him. And David Duke is so happy to get this guy on his side, and he doesn't realize who this is. So I think it's one of the most amazing movies. And I think there's so much in it. There's so many messages, Roy, that you can pick up from it.
So did you enjoy it?
I loved it. I thought it was one of the best movies I've seen this year.
Really?
And he's Spike Lee. He's controversial. He touches the edge. The dialogue is spiky. And the acting is so good. And Adam Driver plays this tall Jewish guy. And he says, what, me? I must go meet the Ku Klux Klan. It goes, everything he believes in. Can you imagine? And he goes to one of the Klan meetings. And he gets initiated into the Klan.
So isn't it like a black comedy, would you say?
It's satire and it's entertaining. It's got a very sharp edge to it. Beautiful. Which I think is what Spike Lee's work's all about. People who've seen Spike Lee's work will see that edge to it. I mean, he's an African-American with a voice. And that is one. It's a wonderful movie. The other really good movie is a South African production, Roy. Okay. It's also based on a true story. It's called Ellen, the story from Ellen Pakkies. Now, right. Ellen Pakkies lived in the Cape Flats in Lavender Hill. And her son was a drug addict.
Okay.
He took Tic. And Tic messes really badly with your brain.
Now, Tic, what is Tic?
Cat? Tic.
Crystal meth.
Pure
crystal
meth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Crystal meth.
Not pure, it's very dirty.
It's
crystal
dirty,
meth.
And yeah. he puts in a kind of glass pie. I don't know what the...
Yeah, and you smoke it.
And
smoke
you smoke it, it
yeah.
they light it.
Yeah.
And he became a different person, and he was attacking her, he was abusive towards her, and eventually she murdered him. He was 20 years old, and she murdered him. There was no way out, Roy. She couldn't live with him. He tried to burn the house down.
Is it a true story?
It's a true story because she's around. She's now a motivational speaker. The film was made in the areas where it actually happened.
Amazing.
And she didn't go to jail because the judge understood her predicament. And she got 3 years suspended sentence, and she now does communal service. And she's trying to tell people in the area about the abuse of drugs, about what drugs do to people. And, you know, thousands of youngsters, teenagers are on Tic because they can't find work, they can't find jobs. And what do? They get together and they get high.
Yep.
And so I would recommend this film. It's one of the best South African films I've seen. Jill Levenberg plays Ellen, and a guy named Jared Gedult plays the son, Arby. Right. AB, actually. And I'd recommend that.
I think one day we have to talk about drugs. I think, not on this program, on Roy and Friends. I think one day we have to, because we are so exposed to it. And it's ridiculous, guys. I mean, whoever, if you know anything about drugs, if you want to say something about drugs, SMS us. Maybe we take you on the show on 9 o'clock every Thursday. Got Roy and Friends. And it is a good message. If you have something in your heart, you don't have to even say your name. You can be anonymous on the show. And
that's a good idea.
We can interview you. For me, we have to pass some sort of a message to community, to youngsters.
About
drug abuse.
Yes. Yeah. The other two movies are not good, Roy. One's called Mile 22.
If it's not good, guys.
Mark Wahlberg. It's about, he's a special ops killer, and he's got to take an asset, who's a guy who's got information that they want, and he wants to go to America, and only when he's on the airplane will he give them the information they need. And they put him in a car, and there's guards around, and they have to go this mile, 22 miles, to the landing strip, get on an aeroplane, and fly to America. And it's like the first Purge. Every 2 minutes, they're fighting. The film's made by Peter Berg. The action is so fast, and the cutting, the editing is like three, four seconds each, that you don't know what's going on. You see people fighting, then it moves, and it comes back, then it moves again. And it's a dizzying experience, and I really didn't like that movie. And then the last movie is a horror film. It's not a good PR for the church. It's called The Nun, and it's...
Part of the series of...
The Conjuring 2. Yeah. There was this terrifying nun, a demonic spirit. And this is her origins, how she came to be this demonic spirit. And it's set in Romania, in a castle, which has now been turned into an abbey. And all the nuns are there. And this priest has
Nathan,
been...
Nathan, maybe you know her.
The priest was sent by the Vatican with a novice nun. She hasn't really read it, you know, become a full-fledged nun. They go to this castle, Roy, and whew, every cliche, every horror cliche you've ever seen is hauled out by the director. And there are no surprises. You know what's going to happen. And you see this terrifying face coming. Roy, I tell you, that's a film I give a miss.
And you still jump in your seat.
Well, I didn't, but others would. I think, Irene, you like horror films.
I love horrors.
Okay, you go and see that and you can do a review. With the last horror film I recommended, you didn't like. So let's see how you react to this one. Okay, there we go. Thanks, Roy.
It's absolutely a pleasure. And so we'll don't forget, guys, 3-4-5-1-9.
Wait, I know.
Yes, we all forgot the question.
Yeah.
Oh, question, yeah.
Okay, who is the director of Black Klansman?
The director of Black Klansman. You can, SMS it to us or WhatsApp it to us.
Do we have a WhatsApp number, Roy?
34519 is our WhatsApp SMS number. 0618951019. That's our WhatsApp number. Please use it. And, after the song.
And thank you, Peter.
And thank you for the reminder, Leo.
Thank you, Peter. Thank
you. You're doing your job.
Wait, do you remember, I don't know if it was on Radio Today or which other station, we had that lady that had drug rehabilitation.
Yes.
On, I think it was there. It was there,
and
ago,
I think we brought her here too.
Is it?
I don't know.
But I would like to have somebody with a story from the heart. So if somebody can come forward and... I would love to have somebody like this. It doesn't matter if it's drugs, alcohol abuse, whatever. Whatever it is, so come to us.
So these tickets are for New Metro.
New Metro Cinema.
And let's see if people can come in and get two free tickets.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You can actually start doing it now.
Yeah, and we will continue tomorrow. So
sure.
Tomorrow as well, yes.
But whoever comes first, guys, so go for it.
First come, first served.
Yes.
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
So there was this Doberman sitting in the middle of the bush. Suddenly he sees a huge lion behind him, a young, huge, strong lion coming behind him. Now, as he looks at the ground, he sees some bones. So he starts chowing the bones. As the lion just got into him, almost got onto him, he was saying, this lion was so tasty. The young lion just stopped and ran out. I mean, from fear, said, "Oh, thank God, I didn't chow that Doberman. This Doberman would have killed me as well." A squirrel was around and listening to the whole conversation, and he picked up that the Doberman was actually, scamming the lion. He went to the lion and says, "You know what? Let me earn some points by the lion." He says, so he told the lion the whole story. The lion says, "Are you serious?" He says, "Yes, that's exactly what happened." Anyway, the lion said to the squirrel, "Jump on my back and let's go back to the Doberman. We'll make a meal out of him." As they're coming back, the Doberman saw them. He didn't know what to do. Now, it was an old dog. He saw them in the corner of his eyes. Then he's back to them, and he's looking and says to the squirrel, "Oh, it's an hour and a half that I told you to bring back that lion. You only came in now, eh?" So the moral of the story is, do not fight with the old dog.
And my grandpa have a heart of a lion.
Okay.
In a lifetime banned from the zoo.
That's Pawn Stars Unplugged, Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
We had so many advertisements, and here we're back. And let me tell you, we're back to tell you some wonderful stories. So first of all, today, about the animals, about the song that we heard just now of the animals, the house in the rising sun. I think it got to the first place, how many years ago?
1964.
In 1964, it risen to the first place on the 5th of September, on today. Why do we have more today? Today was the birthday of, like I said before, Freddie Mercury, his name was Farouk Bulsara. He was known professionally as Freddie Mercury, was a British singer, songwriter, record producer, best known as lead vocalist and at the rock band Queen. He also known as his flamboyant stage persona, and let me tell you something about him.
I think he was only second to Michael Jackson in his stage performance.
He was amazing. He was just amazing. More
a
than
ball
that,
of energy.
I mean, to watch him perform. There was, I watched him once, but I watched him at Wembley, at the old Wembley. That was like, I don't think you can ever forget that.
Listen, I watched him only through the TV, and I can only imagine what
it was just amazing. But anyway, he was born in 1946. Today, in 1946. He died on November 24th, November 1991. So that's already
27 years.
27 years, eh? Shame. I mean, if a guy like this would have continued, I mean, how many more good songs would I have? Think about it. Cause of death was a complication of AIDS from bronchopneumonia. Same as Eitan, yeah. But Eitan without the AIDS, yeah.
With the smokes.
It's very hard to fight pneumonia without the immune system.
Yeah,
it's almost impossible.
He said, "Address to kill, but tastefully." That's what he said.
Baby.
Yeah, he said. What we'll be doing in 20 years? He said, what I will be doing 20 years' time? I'll be dead, darling. Are you crazy?
Darling.
That's what he said. That's what he said.
You know how he would talk in Hebrew if he was Israeli.
How?
Hi, Metuka.
Yeah. That, all right. He said also, I like to be surrounded by splendid things. I don't know. Maybe I don't want to say too much, but maybe one of those splendid things was Peter. Now, Peter is listening to us. Peter is listening to us over the telephone, over the radio. And we'll ask him tomorrow.
We never promise we stop.
You're right.
Red tape. It's on him.
Let me tell you another thing he said, which is, I actually agree with it a lot. Money may not buy happiness, but it damn well give it. Yeah. He also said, concert is not a live rendition of our album. It is a theatrical event, which is on...
That's the way a concert must be. Not the copy of the album, it must have...
And that's the way he made it. His concerts were... Who saw him when they were here?
Peter. Yeah, were they here?
Yeah, at Sun City.
Were they? Did you see them? Oh, it must be amazing.
Wow.
Oh, it must be amazing. He said, I'm not into business at all, but he was one of the richest singers of all times. The band Queen.
Listen, people say that he had the best vocals ever.
Yeah, he said we were disliked by the press in the early days because they couldn't put the finger on us. It was also the same case with Zeppelin. That's what he said. You know who was born also today? I like him. Michael Keaton. Do you remember him?
Yes.
Yes.
So he was born today.
Can I give you one?
The first Batman.
Yeah.
Yes, it was Michael John Douglas, also known professional as Michael Keaton. He's an American actor, producer, and director. He's the age of 57 today.
Yeah. He's one of my favorite actors by far.
Yeah, he's really nice.
Well,
he's
someone, at least I grew up as a teenager, I believe you as well.
Yeah.
He was one of our heroes from the Western.
Who?
1847, the outlaw Jesse James
was born. Yes.
In Missouri. He was born on the 5th of September, 1847. We grew up.
You know
up
what
on
the joke is? Jesse James, if you're looking at the most popular people, like I look, you know, you're going to world famous people, he's still... One of the famous people, and he died like 200 years ago, 120, 130 years ago.
Yeah, but the Americans...
It's like Billy the Kid.
Yeah.
Billy the Kid, yeah.
Especially the people from the South. It's part of the heritage, part of the culture.
It's amazing, you know, it's amazing. I mean, you know what he said, what's his name? Michael Keaton said. He said, filmmaking is the ultimate team sport, he said. He said also, what is it? Anesthesia is quite remarkable. It's a lost time, and you wake up kind of refreshed.
Yeah.
Jesse James said, "My pistols, however, are always kept by me." That's what he said. He says, "Surrender has played out for good for me." Oh, you know who was born today? You remember Moshe? Do you remember Raquel Walsh?
Yeah.
She's a beaut.
I thought you're talking today.
You're a beautiful girl. She's 78 years old already.
You till today. You know?
I thought you're talking about Moses, our fathers, you know, Moses.
No, I told you.
He said he knows him. So.
Moshe walked Jesus to the creche. Gave him, Moshe.
So what Raquel Walsh? She was...
No, Raquel Walsh is
still a baby.
Baby, Bambina, 78 years old. So, and she says, the mind is also... I don't know what it says. I can't see.
Don't you want some jokes?
I want some jokes. You know what? Let's get jokes. So let's turn that music to this. Let me turn the music up.
Adrian, you're giving him your glasses.
All right, let's go for jokes, Yes. Eitan, do you have any jokes for us?
Arin.
Arin's got a joke.
Yes, I do.
Come on, start.
Have you ever done anything naughty at school?
No.
Like played jokes in the classroom?
Never?
No. Okay. We were in a subclass because our teacher wasn't there. So we were waiting for the sub teacher to arrive. So I drew a penis on the board,
the blackboard, and she came in to wipe the board, and then all the fluff from the duster stuck to the board, and the class laughed and they thought it was funny, so they didn't put the blame on me. They didn't tell the teacher it was me.
Very nice.
Is that a real story?
No.
Real story. You're supposed to tell jokes, not real story.
All right. So okay, let's.
Sorry.
Okay, Roy, did you heard about the robber that stole a calendar?
Why would he do that?
I don't know, but he got 12 months.
Yeah?
You know, Chuck Norris was running until the treadmill got tired.
Can I tell you? Let me tell you a story, a real story that really happened. So anyway, this junkie, he comes to the... We were talking about people I wanted to have and whatever, but... Oh, guys, don't forget to send more. I've got only... Yeah, you still got...
Well, we'll continue 061, tomorrow.
061-895-1019. Don't forget, huh? 34519. So, there was this guy, a junkie, walks next to the zoo. He wants to get in. And he comes to the guard. He says, I want to get in. So, the guard says to him, he's so trouble. He didn't want to let him in. So he says, I'll show you pictures. If you tell me what animals are in the pictures, I'll let you in. So I say, okay. So anyway, he shows him a picture of a snake. He says, what is that? And the junkie looks at it, look at it, and this is a snake. All right. He's happy, you know. Then he shows him another picture. He says, what is this one? And he showed him a tiger. He says, what is this? Look at this. It's a tiger. All right. Then he says, he pulls a picture of a kangaroo. He says to him, what is that? The junkie looks. Then he says, oh, that's like a 40-year-old bunny.
Irene, what's the difference between ignorance and apathy?
Huh?
Ignorance and apathy.
I don't actually know what's apathy.
Is it?
No.
Okay. So, I don't know, and I don't care.
Listen,
Sashi appreciates
something
that.
Close to our heart. But you know why Jewish mothers would make the best parole officers exist?
Mm-hmm. No.
Well, they never let you finish your sentence.
Yeah, guys, we got a minute.
What? I got plenty more jokes.
Next week. Keep them for tomorrow. We've got another minute. So let me tell you, I'm going to put a song that everybody will like. And if you don't, I'll tell you what. This song, it's from Queen as well. I'm sure they're going to like it.
And have a good evening. Love each other and be safe.
And Eitan, you must say Rosh Hashanah.
That's Shabu
Happy Rosh Hashanah. No.
You can say Shabu Abba.
Are we here, Shabu Abba?
You can, but no, it's...
Rosh Hashanah is not.
Sunday, Monday.
Sunday evening, yes. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
My calendar got
I'm going to leave you here with a fat bottom girl. So have a lot of fun.